Lightning 100, that is City and Color. We are playing all local music on the 615 day here from Bonnaroo. We heard lots of great stuff. Heard Jaden McPherson in there, Phosphorescent. He's playing Pilgrimage coming up this fall. Phosphorescent moved to Nashville pretty recently, so we get to call him local too. This is Annie the Lightning River Queen hanging out with you live from Bonnaroo 2019. I have my friend Jake from Hippo Campus here in the studio. Hey, Jake.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
How's your Bonnaroo been?
It's been good. It's just getting started.
Yeah, so. I just got here today?
Yeah, I just rolled in this morning.
Rolled right in. You didn't have to wait in any traffic or any lines?
Nah, just pulled up.
Just rolled right in VIP style?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are playing on the Witch stage today at 3:30, which is pretty soon, less than 2 hours. First Bonnaroo show?
Nah, this will be our second one.
Second one. When did you play last?
We played 2 years ago. And we played in one of the tents. I can't remember which one.
Upgrade.
Yes.
Yeah.
From the tents to the big stage.
Awesome. Are you going to see anything else today?
Casey Musgraves.
Yeah, she's going to be great. Rustin Kelly's going on in here in a minute.
Nice. The National, maybe.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah. Are you a Post Malone fan? I've never seen him live, but like he's the headliner tonight. I don't know who this person is.
I do like Post Malone. Yeah, some of it's good for sure.
Yeah. And I saw Childish Gambino was last night, and he was awesome.
Yeah, I heard that was great.
Whew, I'll tell you what, super great. Huh. And you guys are festival kind of road dogs, right? You guys have been playing a lot of festivals.
Yeah. We just got back from Pink Pop Festival over in just outside of Amsterdam.
Oh, right on.
That's good. Yeah, it's cool.
How was that?
It's great.
I used to live in Holland. It's a great
place. Oh, really?
It's a great place. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
super
amazing.
Nice people.
It's like the best place in the world. Yeah.
And everyone speaks English, right?
Yeah, everyone does speak English.
Yeah, yeah, and it's sort of like you can hear a little bit of an accent, but otherwise it's like pretty flawless.
Yeah. They all do well.
Yeah, it's easy to get around. One of my favorite things about Amsterdam is like how confusing the city is, and everyone's like stoned in Amsterdam all the time.
Yeah, everyone's stoned. You might get hit by a bike if you're not
careful.
Right,
and the bikes have traffic lights too, and so like they're always ringing their bells at you, like come on, like pay attention. But it's like you can always see these like tourists wandering around, like which grocht am I on right now? Like which channel and everything like that. Did y'all get to hang out and have fun at all?
We had like two days in Amsterdam. This is great. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Just walked around, had some good food.
Yeah, it's gorgeous there.
Yeah. It's
so
amazing.
Yeah, so pretty. Tell me about, so you played Summerfest, you played South By, you've played Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo. Like, do you have any kind of festival, you know, any sort of tips for people coming here, artists, or do you just kind of...
Tips for festivals? I don't know. You know, get in catering early. Get in when it's hot.
That's a good one.
You know, use the porta potties early as well.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That becomes a disaster after a while.
Totally.
You know, don't wear too many layers. Yeah. I've been there before.
Yeah, I've been there before. Wear lots of sunscreen. Drink lots of water.
Yeah. Drink lots of water.
But,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's gorgeous. It sounded like people got really drunk last night because the weather's been so nice. You know, normally everyone's like, hydrate. And everyone's like, oh, my God, it's so gorgeous out. And
it's then, nice. Let's get drunk.
Yeah. People are all passed out everywhere. I heard you're playing Red Rocks.
Yeah, we're
Tell
headed out on
that.
Tour with The Head and the Heart here pretty soon. It should be awesome. We're playing these big amphitheaters. It's going to be awesome. We haven't been on like a consistent summertime tour in a while, so it'll be nice to be outside.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How many dates do you have with those guys?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. I think maybe like 10 or something.
Oh, nice.
I don't know.
That's
a fair amount. It's going to be great.
I mean, yeah, that's not a bad tour to hop on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So do you guys go around in a van?
No, we're on buses.
Yeah, we're
bougie.
Upgrade.
Yeah,
awesome.
We did the van thing for a long time.
For a long time.
Two, 3 years. Now we're...
Got the bus?
Now we're bougie.
Was that like a moment for you where you're like, yeah?
Yeah. The bus is definitely a moment. This is the first time we're at a festival with a bus. So
okay.
we're very excited about that right now.
Yeah. Just, do you have bus etiquette for the band? Or everybody get along pretty well?
Everyone gets along pretty well. We had two buses on the past tour. Now we're down to one bus. So we gotta clean up after ourselves a little bit better. But yeah.
That's awesome. So what else going on? You guys are doing more festivals later this summer too, right?
Yeah, we're doing a few more festivals. We're doing Voodoo Fest. We're doing Hinterland Fest with Casey Musgraves, which is going to be
great. Oh, great. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Where's Hinterland Fest?
It's in Iowa, weirdly.
Oh, right on.
Am I tripping? Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great state.
Yeah, the great state of Iowa.
Great
lot of stuff going on in Iowa right
Lots
now.
Lots of corn.
With,
yeah, that's really
you know, all these pre-election.
Oh yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, true.
Speaking of, I saw that you're pretty involved in the Me Too movement, which is great.
Yeah. A lot of our fans are younger female fans, so we try and partner with organizations that, you know, they can it'll help them, you know, that we could all be passionate about and stuff. We partnered with Planned Parenthood too.
That's awesome.
A couple of tours ago. Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for, you know, getting out there.
Of course, it shouldn't be thank you. It should just be like, do it. Yeah.
And thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
It should just be. Yeah. And I saw that you donated some of your merch profits too. So.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for, you know.
Anything we could do.
Yeah. Sure. That's great. And I know that your live show is really, you know, I've seen bands before where it's like, I work on the radio, so like I hear a lot of songs, and it's like there's some bands where it's like, I don't know if I'm really like into that song, and then I see it live and I'm like, oh, okay, I get it.
Nice.
I get it. And you're one of those bands for me where I was like, oh, okay, I see it live and like I get it. I feel like you guys really connect with your fans like in a live show capacity. Is there anything that you guys kind of do consciously to do that?
I think it's every show, you know, things change. It's not as dramatic as a jam band, you know, where there'll be like big jam breaks. But I mean, we play, you know, not everything is like kind of scripted or written. So I think that allows people to come to multiple shows. We change the set a lot and just have it kind of be a fresh thing. You know, it keeps us on our toes and makes it more exciting for us. So.
Yeah, because obviously you're playing a lot of the same songs, but if you can get out there and kind of mix it up a little.
Yeah, as much as we could jam an indie pop, you know, we'll do it. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thanks for coming out and talking with us. And break a leg today.
Thank
guys.
You. Yeah, pleasure.
Make sure you come out and see Hippocampus. Jake here with me in the studio. They are playing the Witch stage at 3:30 today. So if you're out at Bonnaroo, go out and catch that live set. It is super fun to see. We've been playing Bambi on the radio quite a bit. I love that song. It's super fun. And go out and see Hippocampus. They're super fun band. Thanks for coming by, Jake.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks.